Number 9. Since my childhood, I have never liked having injections. Recently, however, I heard a Japanese engineer had developed a miracle injection needle called a pain-free injection needle. That is good news for patients like me who don't like injections, because this miracle invention will get rid of the pain of an injection. The secret of the pain-free injection needle lies in the stinger of a mosquito. The stinger of a mosquito is so thin that the mosquito can take blood without a human being noticing. The pain-free injection needle also has a thin tip, which is 20 millimeters long, and its hole has a diameter of 80 microns. It is approximately equal in diameter to the stinger of a mosquito. Some experts in physics once declared it was impossible to make such a thin needle. What made it possible to develop this pain-free injection needle? The pain-free injection needle was invented by the owner of a small factory. He has over 50 years of experience as an engineer. He doesn't want to make things other people have already made and believes in inventing things that nobody else could even try. He avoids competing with other people. His goal has always been to produce things that only he can invent. He has acquired many techniques through the course of his career, although he had never dealt with medical equipment before. Normal injection needles are the same thickness from base to tip. If this style of needle is made as thin as the stinger of a mosquito, liquid can't pass through it smoothly. So he hit on the idea of a needle with a tip that is thinner than the base. He said the idea came from an invention he had developed over 40 years ago. In producing the pain-free injection needle, he applied his wealth of engineering experience in inventing things. No matter how many times the trials failed, he never gave up and kept on trying for about 3 years. Finally, he succeeded in establishing a system which can produce tens of thousands of the miracle injection needles, all of the same quality. How patient he is! The other day I read an interview with the needle inventor in an article, and he said, "The important thing is not theory, but our sensitivities. We should enjoy working. We get inspiration through such pleasure, and this lets me invent something completely new." I was really impressed by his original way of thinking. His beautiful miracle injection needle is the result of his creativity and passion as an engineer.